Some of you think, not so great job, local team. Welcome back to the show. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Tobias Junke in 4GP. People are mad. Terry gave his impromptu job as your credit press conference yesterday. We invited media during a break from filming his commercial for Eastern Motors and spoke pretty raw, pretty emotional, shared his viewpoints, his feelings of kind of what's going on, state of the state here with him and the organization. And you could see the frustration, Tobes. You could see the upset that it had gotten to this point. And, you know, when you start hearing words like disrespect and value and appreciate and, you know, maybe that thing not being communicated and the fact they haven't communicated with him or his team for a month or so, you could sort of see, hey, there's some realness here that I think rubbed a lot of people the wrong way in terms of what is the team doing?
Yeah, 100%. And you could hear in his voice, because to me, I'd kind of dismissed some of these reports, and he basically said, no, man, that's coming from me.
Coming from me, yeah.
And you could hear it in his voice. Because it's one thing to, you know, we've heard Terry talk plenty of times, and you kind of understand what he usually says and what he usually does. But this one just felt different, and you could hear in his voice the disappointment and almost the hurt from this contract negotiation. And that's the sucky part of this sometimes. And he said it about a billion times in the presser saying, I understand it's a business, and that's what this all is. Like, I don't think there's a single person over there in Ashburn that is in the front office, including Adam Peters, that is like, nah, we don't want Terry back. We don't think Terry, the football player, can't play. It's just, this is all business, and this is the tough part about it, where Terry wants a certain number to feel respected, and he's saying, look, I need this because this is the number that would show that you believe that I'm in this tier of wide receiver. Not necessarily to set him up for life, because if he signed a $25 million contract versus a $35, he's going to be just fine. And we had this discussion yesterday a little bit about that. But it's more so about, show me the respect in terms of, I want to earn this dollar amount so that you recognize that I'm among this top crop of receivers. And the Commanders are looking at it saying, we like you a lot. We can't go to that number when you're turning 30. And so when you look at both sides of it, you can understand that there are some real quabbles, Danny, between the two sides. That one side's looking at it one way and the other side's looking at it the other way. And that's where we've gotten to now, where we're less than a week away from these guys reporting. And I don't know that we see a clear end in sight to this thing.
So it's not total apples to apples. It's not exactly fair. There's nuance to it. But, you know, we're kind of doing an either or bit here on the radio program. 800-636-1067. Simple question. What team are you on? Terry's side, which I've seen more of, right? It's the, I don't want to hear about any other things. Take your ranking, take your everything, shove it where it ain't shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Pay Terry. Shut up. Pay Terry. Guy tweeted us earlier. He's like out there by the facility with a sign that says pay Terry or we riot. And he tagged everybody I could think of. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that I have seen that pulse. I've got, by the way, this is so delightful for me. I mentioned this before, but I'm of a certain age. I'm in my 40s. Very mid 40s Wesley Financial. Don't look at me like that.
Very mid.
Mid. I am mid, as my kids say. I know what that means too, Tobes. You can't speak code and think I won't understand it. I am mid, and I'm also in my mid 40s. What's my point? Oh, yeah. Guys that used to care so much about the team stopped. Now they care again. And we're like emailing back and forth about Terry McLaurin's contract. I'm so happy about it. I'm so thrilled. Yes, please.
By the way,
just give me
mid-40s. Emailing back and forth?
Yeah. Emailing back and forth. Yeah.
Emailing back and forth?
Yes. Emailing. When people have time. It's a big listserv.
Texting,
Tobes.
Calling, messaging, nothing, none of that. Emailing,
some of that too. Those are side conversations. Yeah, you can't just have a giant text thread with 25 buddies.
Sure you can.
No, that's unwieldy. Now every time somebody like picks their nose, it's on the text thread.
You have an email thread about this with a bunch of guys?
Yes, I'll show you.
that is a very mid 40s.
There it is. It's it says read the C word, wideouts. Right there. It's an email thread. We're going on it now. My buddy Mike just weighed in. Will weighed in. Clay weighed in.
It's very mid-40s of you, Danny.
Dude, that's perfect. Don't act like that's not unreasonable. That's perfectly normal and reasonable to have an email thread.
The last time I had an email thread that wasn't work-related was never.
Well, Darius is in his Discord talking to the dark goblins sure. of the universe. You are 6 and a half doing some sort of weird I am thing with your away message. I don't even know. Wesley uses like a series of blinks and nods for
probably
his
full Snapchat ilk. For him.
Yeah.
Or something else. I don't know.
But yeah, we got text groups too. Like we're all getting together, but these people, different cities, different time zones,
mm-hmm.
emails. That's outdated.
Yes. That's very professional. I need if I needed something or I'm trying to do something work related, email works. Outside of that, unless I'm sending like flight itineraries and stuff, no, not email.
Wow. Okay. That's a one finger and one finger only, right in the middle of the hand, right to me. How about that? Where was I?
You're saying something about people being interested in the team.
Yeah, people care about the team. We're emailing each other, which is normal. It's normal to email. Shut up, Wesley. You shut that mouth up. We're talking about this Terry situation.
Yeah.
And most of the dudes are like, you just pay Terry. What is the problem? Pay Terry. I find myself more on the team side of things. Even though I don't, like, it used to be back in the day, a guy would hold out. You'd be like, selfish. You're a millionaire. Play the game. And it's like, how? I didn't realize I'm siding with the billionaire. I'm you know, like in the millionaire versus billionaire, I'm siding with labor. What does it matter with me? No. Or I'm siding with the owner. No. And the more you learn, the more you kind of in general. So I don't begrudge Terry for trying to get as much as he can. He should. I would advise him that right now. If he's sitting right here, I go, hey man, love you. You're one of my favorite players. Try to get as much as you can. Okay. See you when you get in. I don't begrudge this process. It's part of it. You're doing everything you can. But in general, here's my view. I have begged for many things when it came to this organization for decades. The biggest one, aside from removing that little twerp boob who ruined everything that happened, was even if it was the little twerp that we were stuck with, please, please hire an actual general manager.
Yes.
Not a coach to do both. Not one of your idiot friends, drinking buddies, who was a lackey and a fall guy. A general manager. They did that, and then they hired one of the most highly sought after and thought of assistant general managers away from Detroit in Lance Newmark. They got a good front office. The front office is front officing. Isn't that what we wanted? Isn't that what I asked for?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing that. And being a good front office doesn't mean overpaying or paying above market or, you know, make an exception this time because he's cool or whatever, right? You're supposed to do the right thing as often as you can do it. And to some of you, that may just mean shut up and pay Terry the most money possible so he can get in here and this can be over with. And I understand that. But my point is the GM is GMing. I'm going to allow the GM the GM because I asked for the GM that would actually do some GMing. Not GM when it's convenient, and then the owner comes down and says, actually, we got to pay this guy. Or actually, we got to draft Dwayne Haskins. Or actually, we got to do this or do that. No. This is what's supposed to happen. The GM is doing the playbook to me. We talked about this earlier on in the show, Tubbs, you and me, where I think this is how they're going to do contracts.
100%.
And it's going to be, as our guy Fred Smoot says, frustrating at times. It's going to be a pain in the butt at times. It's going to fill our Julys here and there. But this is what they do. And while they're doing it, I'm not going to sleep under the very blanket of freedom they provide and question the manner that they provide it, Colonel Nathan R. Jessup. So for me, I find myself more on team. But I think both have a little bit of oxygen here.